And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
And we're talking tonight about how to stop spreading things like the flu and colds and coughs and sneezes. And it's the right season to do it. And I've got a very interesting question and an interesting guest tonight. Jane O'Connor is a clinical nurse consultant, manager of infection prevention and control at the Sydney Adventist Hospital. Jane, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Steve.
Is it true if you go on a plane, you're more likely to get the sniffles than if you don't fly?
That's a very good question, actually, because I can confirm every time I've done a long-haul flight, I always come back with some sort of cough or cold. So I wouldn't say yes, it's definite, but it's certainly related to some certainly long haul flights.
I took a long haul flight, Tokyo, back to Australia last week, and I've spent the last week with the only cold that I've had in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
So it must be something the airline, I mean, you feel for the airlines, you've got a whole bunch of people in this little metal tube. Presumably that air recirculates.
Well, I'm led to believe that it is recirculated air that they, circulate within the airplane. But so, yes, it does put you at a higher risk. You're in closer proximity to people within the flight. Often you're on top of each other, which is not very pleasant either. So, certainly it is a risk.
You feel for flight attendants. I mean, they must have the most powerful drugs on the planet to prevent them getting it.
And you see, when they land in Sydney, often they'll come around with their disinfectant and they'll spray the aeroplane. So,
exactly.
So it does obviously.
You should do what our. I'd like your view on this. You should do what our Asian cousins do. Many of them wear a face mask, mm-hmm. even if they're walking around in public in the streets or in a crowded store. I guess that's because of the numbers of people in places like China.
And there's lots of people in close proximity there, certainly on the subways and things like that. The face mask will act as a preventative spread if you've got coughs and sneezes, and I'm sure for pollution reasons as well that they wear them.
How hard is it then in a hospital? Because clearly in a hospital there are people who are in there to be treated, and you've got a lot of people in a confined space. How hard is it for you in your role to prevent little sniffles and things being spread around?
Look, we know that we've got patients that have got confirmed influenza type illnesses. Then we isolate those patients from our other patients. We're very lucky at the SAN that we've got single room accommodation, so that reduces that risk somewhat. But also we would advise patients to wear face masks if they're going out of the room. Obviously adhere to really good hand hygiene, and certainly to good cough etiquette. So coughing into your sleeve, for instance, reduces that risk of spread, because if you're not coughing into your hand, you're not touching things and then spreading the organisms.
I'm yet to master the art of coughing into my elbow. It just doesn't come naturally.
Actually, it does.
It
does with practice. The World Health Organization, they promote that.
Well, you've won, the SAN just won a national audit of hand hygiene. Must be happy with
that. I wouldn't say won, but yes, I'm very, very pleased that we achieved 89.8%, or let's just call it 90%, in our hand hygiene audits recently, which is greater than the national average of 85%. So we're very pleased with those results.
The nation last year had a particularly bad flu season, mm-hmm. And there's a lot of warnings about whether it's going to happen again. I think what happened after last year, a lot more people probably had the flu shot,
yeah,
do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I know we have given almost 1,000 to our staff this year. And look, with public campaigns, I think it's been great. The uptake is much better. Certainly, we're just starting at the beginning of the flu season. We haven't hit like we did last year. Last year, it was a lot earlier. Certainly respiratory illnesses are on the increase, but not in particular related to flu yet. But that's not to say that it's not going to happen.
And our older audience that are listening tonight are particularly prone to getting hit badly by flu virus. We call it norovirus?
Oh, norovirus, which is like a gastroenteritis type illness. So anyone could catch gastroenteritis like anyone could catch
that's
influenza.
A hand hygiene thing.
Potentially reduced by hand hygiene, but it's usually spread Once the organisms contaminate an environment, so if someone vomits, say, for instance, or small microorganisms or bugs can stay in the environment up to 3 days if they're not cleaned off properly. So with hand hygiene, then that actually reduces the risk of it spreading.
And influenza, can you catch the flu off someone else?
Yes, if they coughed and sneezed, if I was coughing and sneezing, if you were coughing and sneezing in front of me and I hadn't been vaccinated.
So workplace hygiene is really important.
These desks, are these desks multi-use?
Yep.
Well, I would be cleaning them between each presenter.
Probably happens with Alan Jones's studio,
we don't
not
know,
mine.
We don't know what we can't see. Bugs, you cannot see bacteria, you cannot see viruses. So they could be crawling around us as we speak. So your mics... So no kissing the mics. You never
we
know
need
what
Jane in here as a health consultant to keep us healthy. No wonder so many of us go down with this stuff.
But it's so easily spread once it's in the environment. If it's not cleaned, and that's a key part of preventing infection, is cleaning and obviously good, really good hand hygiene as well.
And as a, if you're running a business, you should make sure that your workforce doesn't come to work
absolutely.
If they've got symptoms.
Absolutely.
Like that. People soldier on, they say, I don't want to take a day off.
Yeah, and yeah, we certainly encourage people to stay at home. We don't want you coming in, spreading your coughs and your sneezes, because as they say, coughs and sneezes spread diseases. So we would rather you stay at home and get well, number one, for your own health, but also we don't want it spreading in our environment.
Just back on that hand hygiene survey done at the SAN, 89.8% in your day facility, 93.4% in your day surgery at Hornsby, and 84.9% is the national compliance. So you're above those benchmarks all the way.
Yes. Very
pleased. Do you have to nag people to get to that?
Look, we work very hard with campaigns throughout the year to increase compliance and people's awareness of hand hygiene and how important it is. Because although it's one of those basic things, it can actually cause an awful lot of harm. We know it's the simplest, most cost-effective way of preventing infections. So we do an awful lot of campaigns throughout the year. We have poster campaigns. We've got the doctors on board. And engaging our doctors and our staff makes a huge difference to maintaining those hand hygiene results.
SAN's very lucky to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Nice to speak to you. By the way, I should tell everyone, the SAN is tomorrow. Listen up here if you're on the North Shore of Sydney in particular. Kids' health issues at the hospital at Warunga tomorrow. That's 6:15 for a 7 o'clock start tomorrow night. Topics include good nutrition for growing children, which is really important. Ear, nose and throat surgeon Dr. Payal Mukherjee, who we've had on the program many times, will be there to talk about it, as will Dr. Hugh Allen on rat bag sleeping, common children's sleeping issues. If you want to register, you simply go to sah.org.au or phone 9487 9871. Jane, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.